Shalom. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am, Broadcasting Israel, speaking to you on behalf of Kosher 101.9 Radio around the world. We are now about to continue our series outlining a list of characteristics of identifying features concerning Lost Ten Tribes in the end times according to biblical prophecy. Lost Ten Tribes, where the majority of people are in the tribes of Israel. At the beginning there were 12 tribes of Israel, split into two. 10 tribes were in the north, 2 tribes were in the south. The present day Jews are descended from the southern portion. Those who were in the north became known as the Kingdom of Israel, also referred to in the Bible as Ephraim, Samaria, and other names depending upon the context. The Israelites in general were known as Hebrews. We find the name Hebrew repeated in the West. We find names ascribed to the tribes of Israel repeated for peoples in the West, and amongst Western peoples do we find representative portions of the tribes of Israel. In other words, we amongst Western peoples are to be found the Lost Ten Tribes in the biblical sense, insofar as we find groups of people who remain together as one cohesive whole and gave expression to their Israelite ancestry to some degree or other, and who are identified by the Bible in various ways as belonging to the Lost Ten Tribes, and in addition to which secular evidence from history, geopolitics, linguistics, national characteristics, and other features can be related back to the ancient Hebrews. We find that these features applicable to Western nations. In particular, the so-called English-speaking peoples, the British, the Americans, the Canadians, Australians, New Zealanders, peoples of South Africa of British descent, and the Afrikaners, and also peoples on the west coast of Europe. The ancient Hebrews were known as Hebrews. That was the name. Abraham was the first Hebrew. Hebrew is the name applied to the Israelites. We also find the term Hebrew applied to peoples in the West. We find it first applied to Israelites in the Iberian Peninsula. In Spain and Portugal, it's known in a geographical sense as the Iberian or the Iberian Peninsula. That is after a nation people who dwelt in the area, known as the Iberians. These people gave their name to the region. They were in the region when the Greeks had acquaintance with it, and in their honour, the Greeks applied the term Iberi or Iberian to the inhabitants who came in there after them. The original Iberi had moved out. They moved to Ireland and to the Britain and to the coasts of what is now France. They called themselves Iberi or Iberia. Iberi is another form of the name Hebrew. In Hebrew language, the term for Hebrew is Ivri, or Ivri. This became in the West Iberi, or Iberi, Ha-Ivri, also in Hebrew. And we still have the term Hibernian for Irishmen, and Hebrides for Isles of the coast of Scotland, and numerous names, and so on. We could go into this in detail, but now we're just touching on central points and giving you a rough idea of what is, or what there is, or what there could be. And if you want more details, you can wait for future talks that we can give on this subject, or you can go now to our website and look it up and read articles on this subject and on related subjects with a lot of background material of great interest and importance. Our website is www.britam.org. Go there, britam.org, and you will be pleased that you did. The Israelites were promised that they would be named after Isaac. Isaac was one of the forefathers. Isaac was the father of Jacob. The son Isaac was the son of Abraham, the forefather of the Israelites. He was the father of Jacob, and it was a promise was made by the Almighty that in Isaac will your seed be called. See Genesis 21:12, 48:16. So we have them when the Israelites were exiled to the north. They confederated with the Scythians, became part of the Scythian peoples, and then moved to the west. The Scythians were called Zohar, Ishkuza, Sakasan, and several other names. They're also known as Saxon, and all of these names are forms, derivatives of the Hebrew Yitzchak, Yishach, as found in Amos Yishach. It's another form, and when in Western tongues it becomes something close to Ishkuza, Zohar, Sakasan, and so on. And these were names applied as to national entities who eventually moved to the West and gave rise to Western peoples. The Israelites, also known as Jacob. Jacob was the name of Israel before it was changed. Jacob is the name of Israel. See Isaiah 49:6, where he refers to the tribes of Jacob. And according to the context, he is speaking to the lost 10 tribes of Israel. He's speaking about the lost 10 tribes in the later times. We also find the name Jacob repeated in the West. We have the Union Jack. Union Jack. Jack is short for Jacob. Union Jack is the name of the official flag of Great Britain, of Britain. We also have the term jock applied to a Scotsman. Scotsmen, people from Scotland, jokingly call each other jock. That is how they nicknamed elsewhere. Jock is short for Jacob. We have the term yank. Yank may have had different origins. The different explanations have been given for the term yank. At all events in Yiddish and in Ashkenazic Hebrew, yank is short for Jacob. It's another form of Jake, meaning Jacob. So you find peoples named after Hebrew entities. Find them called Hebrew, we find them named after Isaac, we find them named after Jacob. So too, in Irish and Scottish tradition, one of their ancestors, one of their primeval earliest ancestors was named Israel. Israel is another form of Israel. Without the L element, meaning without the name of God in it, it becomes Israel. And that was the name that the Celtic, Irish and Scottish tradition ascribed to their ancestor, Israel. So too, the tribe of Ephraim, the portion of Ephraim, which was the primary tribe amongst the lost 10 tribes, was Ephraim, and he is often gave his name. His name is often the title given to all of the 10 tribes together. In the biblical terminology, Ephraim is a name given to the lost 10 tribes in general. Ephraim was nicknamed Agel, a bull calf in Hebrew. See Jeremiah 31:18. A bull calf in Hebrew is Agel. Agel could be pronounced Angel. So in some versions, some dialects of Hebrew can be pronounced Angel, becomes Angel. So too in the continent, the Angle had the Angles and the Saxons, the Angles, who gave their name to England, were also in Germany and on the continent sometimes referred to as Agel. Agel was a recognized alternative for the name Angle. On the continent, Agel means bull calf in Hebrew, and that is a nickname for Ephraim. And later on we have John Bull. John Bull is being a nickname for the English, for England in general. In addition to all that, we have 70 tribal and clan names. When the sons of Jacob went down into Egypt, it lists the names of the people who went down to Egypt, and lists the names of their sons and their grandsons. And later, when they came out of Egypt, we find in Numbers chapter 26, we find that these are names of clans. These sons and grandsons who had gone down in Egypt had already developed into clans, and their names are similar to those found in Genesis chapter 46. There are 70 names altogether after the 70 sons and grandsons of Jacob, and these names historically became the same names given to national entities who congregated in the West, and we can trace after them historically. We often find a concentration of names belong to a certain tribe in certain areas. This helps us confirm that such peoples were descended from Israel, and that specific Israelite tribes did settle in definite areas, and that they concentrated together. There was a tendency for people from the same tribe to concentrate together, even though they had been often separated by hundreds of years and had absorbed different cultural influences. And as far as they were concerned, were different people. There was a tendency for them to home in, to re-converge, to re-aggregate together, which is very significant. This is dealt with in detail in our book, The Tribes, but also on our website we have articles concerning this phenomenon, and it is worth taking into consideration. So from all these points of view, we have proofs by names, by the names of Israelites, by the names of their descendants in the West, showing who they were and where they are to be found. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi. Till next time, thank you.